Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations. And we are broadcasting to great radio stations along the network, the Genesis Communications Network, that's GCN Live. Also on selected Salem Media Group stations around the country in some of the largest markets that are out there. And our leading independent stations scattered in just for good measure here, there, and everywhere. And oh, by the way, let's not forget we're on the internet. We're also out on the Westwood One satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that we also want to give a special shout-out to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, to our FedEx and our UPS drivers and our bulk mail haulers, too. A special shout-out to them and our suicide jockeys delivering all the petroleum products and things that we need to have, obviously, with what's going on in the scheme of things, a great scheme of things. Now, let's not forget you can follow us on Facebook. The Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show is the page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. Well, we're going to go right over here to Kyle Warren, who's sticking around, and we may or may not get a call from Denise today. Don't know, but we got a caller on the line, but I'll take that after you and I say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we always emphasize those two words under God because our great, great, great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope that you get it, too. So, let's see here. I think I just got a message from somebody. Oh, Denise is on the line. Okay. All right. Hold on. Here we go. So let's go over here. And good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
All right. Have you heard about the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court?
Sure.
Okay. Well, the FSIC, as it's known, has accused the FBI of improperly using surveillance powers to search for information on a U.S. senator, a state senator, and a state judge. Now, the violations were revealed in a redacted version of the FISC's 2023 Section 702 certification opinion, which was released on Friday by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Now, Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act only permits the government to conduct targeted surveillance on foreign people located outside the U.S. with the assistance of electronic communication service providers to acquire foreign intelligence information. Now, we've heard about this before, So apparently, the FBI is in it again.
What you're referring to is the FISA court. And they look for foreign communications or contacts with U.S. persons. So you can get scooped up in those. And quite actually, I was kind of, I saw that article, by the way. They won't say who the senators are.
Nope, they won't.
But you have to have, this is not a FISA problem, this is an FBI problem. Because it's the FBI and or the Department of Justice that asked for those warrants. Now, the other question is, why wouldn't we be using FISA, interestingly enough, for all things Hunter Biden? Kind of, that seems to be kind of left out of the conversation, but it's not the FISA. If you know, they generally grant whatever request they get, if they were doing something that they shouldn't have been doing, if the FBI was doing something they should have been doing, it swept up a U.S. senator and a state senator, that comes down to the FBI, not the FISA court.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kyle, your thought?
Well, again, you know, what happens is if you're, especially this judge in this particular incident, evidently she was probed about, you know, her social security number and so forth, by this court. But it was only because she asked some question about the behavior of the police. So honestly, are we going to be living in a society where you can't raise legitimate questions, even as a judge, without the possibility of being surveilled in this way?
Well, and that's the big debate that's been on the Hill for quite some time, certainly in the Senate side, on renewing 702, which is FISA applications, because they have been abused. But it's not the court, generally, except they do, again, they do approve almost everything that's handed to them. I mean, FISA was at the entire basis of Russiagate.
All right, I got the music coming up in my ear. You guys hang on, folks. I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a weekend. We're going to have some really hot temperatures across the south part of the U.S., including where I'm at. Oh, boy. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota, and you will see him again next week, probably Tuesday at Mission Barbecue, and then Thursday when we close it out at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, Mixon Fruit Farm. So the big send-off that we're giving them because they are closing down on the 29th of the month, which is next Saturday. Now, this portion of the program brought to you on the weekends by Moss Family Automotive, and that would be Moss Nissan, all those Nissan dealerships, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And if you are a member of the military, active duty, if you are a veteran, if you're a first responder, active or retired, that would be EMS, fire department, or police. And if you're a church pastor, too, active or retired, you'll get special treatment there at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. Now, take advantage of it, because if you get a new or if you get a pre-owned vehicle, you'll get Moss Care for the length of the time that you own the vehicle, and that gives you clean and very, very good oil to run on, because you'll get free oil changes, and of course you'll get your tires rotated for you too. And then of course they have the extended warranties like I do on mine, the 2-year warranty. Now, their dealerships are located, the flagship store, first of all, in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Then they have Nissan and Acura side by side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And that's one Nissan dealer and one Acura dealer right beside each other on Florida Avenue. And the all new Moss Nissan brand spanking new store up in Brooksville on State Route 50 on the west side of Brooksville, right there up against the toll road that's right there. And I'll tell you, you can't miss that either because of the great big huge flagpole that's up in the air. And if you get off the exit there, coming up the expressway, the parkway, and you make a right turn, you'll see it right there when you get on the ramp. And if you're coming west, you'll see it over on the south side of the street. So that's Maus, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door for some great savings. Maus Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Denise Simon from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook and FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning again, Denise. Okay, you know, we've got several great things that we want to get your input on this morning, but I'm going to start out with this. You know, Joe Biden has said a lot of strange things. He's said maybe some scary things that have given the American people some great concern. But yesterday he said the four words that are probably the most scary that he's ever said. He said, "I am the AI." He said that, and I wanted to get your take. Of course, he was going to be talking about different companies trying to limit some of their some of the capabilities. Do you think there's ever going to be legislation anytime soon about AI trying to restrict it?
No.
No. Okay, good.
No.
Very direct. Yes, exactly. Well, but I because for one thing, don't you think that places like, you know, countries like China, they're going to go full bore on AI?
We're in the same situation with AI as we are with 5G. China was way ahead of the United States when it came to 5G. And we're going to be in that very same place again when it comes to AI. This White House thinks they understand what AI is. They may, you know, they're just, someone said, "What is it?" And they said, "Machine learning." And they went, "Okay." But they don't understand what AI can be used for on the good and on the bad, period. And members of Congress don't either. There's a handful that do because some members of Congress, you know, come from the tech industry, so they get it. But trying to write legislation on social media, trying to write legislation on AI, immigration, do you see where I'm going? It's just not going to happen. It's too divided.
Well, now, what do you think about, for example, here we go again with Vladimir Putin saying some pretty sort of off-the-wall things, well, not the least of which is that he believes there's a real possibility that Poland will try to take parts of Ukraine and invade Ukraine. Is there any validity to that idea?
No. No.
All right, well, you're two for two, so that's good. But, well, obviously, you know, I think he's saying stuff to just ratchet up, you know, the tension, it seems like.
Of course he is. And that is something that the Kremlin, Moscow, does. And in fact, I've often wondered how they know the truth when they talk to each other, because it's so bad. You know, this is a KGB thing. I would argue that Poland is much more of a partner to in all things Ukraine and NATO than Germany. That's Putin. That's a desperation thing.
It certainly seems so. You know, I think we may have a call here in a moment, but just real quick, James Comer talks about Hunter Biden coming up with another 10 criminal referrals here. What can you tell us about that?
There's going to be some more documents that are coming out this coming week because the cooperation he is getting from certain banks. Remember, Treasury is not helping him out with these bank transactions, so they're going to around Treasury and going to the banks directly. So that's number one. Number two, there may be some testimony that's going to come from Devin Archer. Devin Archer was one of the Hunter partners in all things Bidengate. So I think there's going to be some interesting revelations there, too.
Okay, we do have a caller, guys. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name and what's your question for Kyle and Denise?
Hey, good morning, everyone. That's Eric again. Hey, real quick, you guys are talking about, thanks for taking my call. You were talking about the artificial intelligence angle. My sentiment on that is the artificial intelligence is already pervasive in many of our, how should I say, dumb digital systems, if that makes sense. I think what people should be concerned about is what's called artificial general intelligence, where it's almost a self-learning approach. And I think some of the fallout of that is automated warfare, where there's they already have automated target recognition, and that's already been around for 30 plus years or whatever, and even in its rudimentary form. That also stems from the NASA and civilian development in partnership with DOD from decades ago. But the artificial general intelligence is what people should be really concerned about. I've already mentioned it's self-learning capabilities, and people are concerned that even on these rudimentary mega computers, quantum computing, that they're finding that artificial general intelligence saying the best way to take care of things is to get rid of things.
All right, so let's give Denise a chance to answer that.
Yeah, Roger that. Thanks
for
my call.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
I was having a very conversation with my husband last night that, you know, we talk about these hearings on UFOs, what are they calling them, UAPs or whatever they're calling them these days.
Yeah, that's what they call them now, yeah.
I believe it's us, and I believe it's something that things like perhaps Boeing or Skunk Works or any of those have created with artificial intelligence. These phenomenon that are we're trying to study and trying to get the truth on, a human cannot operate, a human of any kind or a living organism of any kind can't survive the kind of forces that are in these vehicles. And I think that they are all robots, and I think it's all operated under artificial intelligence. So that's kind of where I'm headed with this. I think it's us.
Okay. Kyle, we got just about 20 seconds.
Well, you know, Denise, I think a lot of people, in fact, there's a new story out there that a lot of people have major concerns about where AI is going. You know, they certainly don't want, they should, absolutely. You know, just briefly, this even came up back in the 1960s. Mr. Spock on Star Trek said that computers made excellent servants, but he had no wish to serve under them. They actually addressed some of these very issues within that genre back then. So people are going to be wondering what's next, I think.
And they should. Artificial intelligence isn't meant to be the final say. It is used to be an assisting tool.
Okay. Now you see her, now you don't, because the computer just cut her off. It's going to cut you off too, Kyle, so hang on there. Folks will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you.
USA News Update. Several leading artificial intelligence companies in the U.S. are agreeing to responsibly develop their cutting-edge tech. President Biden told reporters Friday the commitment he got from companies, including Google, Amazon, and others, are real and concrete.
Today, I'm pleased to announce that these seven companies have agreed to voluntary commitments for responsible innovation.
Commitments include robust security testing of AI products, disclosure of AI-generated material, and research on risks of bias and discrimination. Another huge lottery jackpot's up for grabs tonight. The top prize for the Mega Millions drawings, an estimated $720 million. The winner would have the option to take the jackpot as a $370.5 million cash lump sum. Tonight's drawing comes 2 days after someone in Los Angeles won the $1 billion Powerball jackpot. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. They are on you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, our Military and Veterans News segment. By the way, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check them out. See where their campuses are, Concord, Mass., and Clearwater, Florida, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Take the tour. Now, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into this. And, Kyle, we have a new designate of the Army, Chief of Staff, or I'm sorry, the Navy, Chief of Staff for the Navy. Joe Biden has picked a female admiral to lead the Navy. She'll be the first woman ever on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And she's got quite a history, by the way, in the Navy. And she's been there in the Pentagon for a few years. It's not like she just showed up. So it looks like as if she'll be a welcome addition. Now, what's her name and what do you know about her, Kyle?
Well, this we're talking about Admiral Lisa Franchetti. Mm-hmm. She's bringing some 38 years of being an officer in the Navy to this role. She's also, Captain, the second woman ever to achieve the rank of four-star admiral in the Navy. So that's really quite an accomplishment. President Biden has now appointed her as such. But the interesting part of this story, of course, is that that goes against the recommendation of Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin,
yep.
Who recommended Admiral Samuel Paparo, who's the current commander of the Navy's Pacific Fleet. But again, so this is where some of the rub is there. But we wish Admiral Franchetti the very best in this, because that's a very difficult job, and she seems like she's going to be a great choice for that.
Yep, and we have a caller on the line. Caller, if you'll just be patient for a second, I got a couple more things I got to mention here. Of course, the United States has announced that they're sending more Navy ships and more Marines, could be several thousand, but as it stands right now, it's the 26th Expeditionary Force and a naval assault vessel. To go along with them with all their equipment over to the Gulf to counter the Iranian threat, because what people aren't hearing is that several times this week there were attempts again to go after and try to capture ships in the Gulf of Oman.
Well, that's right, and we're not surprised about that. I think the Iranian forces and so forth, the Iranian government, they just don't care at this point. They think they could probably, as long as they could seize these ships, they'll get away with it somehow. They'll get the ransom, and so we can't let that happen.
Well, somebody is going to get trigger happy and are going to fire a shot at either our ship or their ship and are going to sink somebody, and when they do, look out below.
Yeah, you're off to the races. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because this will ratchet up very quickly. All right, and then finally, Germany and our State Department has approved a $2.9 billion arms sales to Germany. Wow.
That is really something, absolutely.
Okay, that's all you got to say about it?
Well, no, that is. Well, certainly. I mean, what are the details about that?
Well, the details about that is that any type of foreign sale like that has to go through the State Department, number one. And I think this is a little help back to them for standing up and supporting us when it came to the Ukraine and NATO. Because remember, Germany was the other country, along with the U.S., that was pushing Ukraine for NATO.
Yeah, you're right about that. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, and again, this whole thing with the Ukrainian war, the Russia attacking Ukraine, is something that mm-hmm. Vladimir Putin thought he was going to break NATO. Mm-hmm. He actually was strengthening NATO, isn't he?
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Let me go to the caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Robbie DeShark. I'm calling from St. Augustine, Florida.
Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
I just a quick comment on O'Biden and AI. I've been saying for months that he might actually be artificial intelligence. You see what his ineptness, and then there's sometimes when he's actually alert. Of course, it could just be dementia and cocaine.
Yeah, it could be the cocaine sharks.
Hey, you guys have a great day. Thanks for letting me back in.
Thank you very much. Okay. You know, Joe Biden did say, what did he say exactly? He says, I am the AI.
That's right. He came through the door and he said, I am the AI. It's probably the scariest thing Joe Biden's ever said.
Well, artificial intelligence is not necessarily man-made, although it picks up on different things that's inputted into the computer system. So if they're getting stuff from Joe Biden, boy, are we in trouble.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I think I'd rather deal with a time-traveling cyborg probably than an AI Joe Biden.
Well, I would settle for Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog at this point. Jeez, my God, what a deal. All right, well, the Army National Guard has temporarily suspended payments to soldiers eligible for student loan repayment incentives. Now, this may or may not help. Pretty much what's going on here in terms of money is the government is running out of money in certain little things that they're doing. We know that. We've been hearing that. And, that's what happens when you have a bunch of people that don't know how to balance a checkbook running the kingdom.
Well, that's right. I think is this tied into, you know, Joe Biden saying, well, there's another path here for paying off student loans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess it is. But see, they're not taking the money from the National Guardsmen. They're still taking the money from the other folks like they're supposed to, but not the National Guardsmen. So maybe that's what they're doing. By the way, before we have to go on this next break, Russia again pounded Ukraine's southern cities with drones and missiles for the fourth consecutive night, keeping Odessa in the Kremlin's crosshairs after a bitter dispute over the end of the wartime deal that allowed Ukraine to send grain through the key Black Sea port. Now, this also has to do with the bridge that they didn't destroy, but they seriously damaged, that the military was using, the Russian military, to get their supplies over in through Crimea to the Eastern Front in Ukraine.
Well, that's right. This whole issue, Captain, with the grain is going to become much more intense very, very quickly. I don't see some of this being resolved anytime soon. Russia had said that parts of their Black Sea agreements were not being met. And so ostensibly, if they were met, somehow they could start letting the grain through. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. So we're going to see a real hunger crisis occur. The UN's already taking note of this, we understand. And at some point, it's going to come to a head.
Now, we just got confirmation of the fact that Ukraine has begun firing those U.S.-provided cluster munitions at Russian troops from long-range artillery.
That's right. These are the stories that we just saw start to come in on Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, so that is official. They're now firing cluster munitions at each other because Russia will not only fire them from artillery, but they'll drop them from the air.
Well, that's right. These are indiscriminate weapons. The only three countries, right, that aren't part of this treaty are Russia, Ukraine, and the United States, we understand. So the rest of the world is going to look upon this with a lot of disdain, I think.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know where Russia's Wagner group went, the mercenaries, they've launched a joint training facility with the Belarusian military near Poland's border at that base that we saw being built. With all the different billets that were there, that's where they're doing it. That's what that was put up there for, and now we know.
That's exactly right.
All right, here comes the music, my friend. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we will be back with the final segment of the program for the weekend. Hope you're having a great day, and I hope you're going to stay nice and cool if you're in the heat. The heat and more heat.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Good for you all day.
wanted to play that song, Kyle. We're doing a short abbreviated Truckers Highway and Byway to kind of let people know that we do have a couple problems that we want to let you know about. First of all, if you're traveling up I-75 right now in Georgia, between the 16 and the 18 mile markers there on the northbound side, we've got a major truck accident and wreck up there that's going to cause you a delay. So if there's any way that you can get off and go around it up the two lane, you need to do that. And thanks to James up there at Valdosta, one of our local drivers that told us about that. So that's being cleaned up as we speak, but major truck wrecks like that, especially if it's a fatality, they'll be there a while. And we just got this about an hour ago. And, Kyle, we need to get that out there for the drivers going north. That's a major, major thoroughfare up there, north-south I-75. On the northbound side, just north of Valdosta, mile marker 16 to 18, a big old mess.
That sure is. And hopefully they'll get it put right soon.
All right. And, caller, you hang in there. We'll take your call here after we get done with this little abbreviated deal. Okay, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west in about 30 seconds or less.
Well, we got a lot of heat, of course. It's continuing on through the weekend. American Southwest through Utah, Salt Lake City, Central Valley of California, High Desert of California, and Southern California, and, of course, Nevada, as well as Idaho, and also up in Montana, eastern part of Montana. Really hot. Right now, the middle of the night in Phoenix, it's 99 degrees, Captain.
Ooh.
Gives you an idea of how hot it really is during the day.
Yeah, it's 85 here, and that's warm enough for me, but we're going to have heat index numbers of 109 today. That's what's projected. Everybody's got a warning for that in our area. Now, let me take a look here, because from San Antonio over towards Austin, over towards Houston and Beaumont, over through Louisiana to include New Orleans, then again on I-10 over to Mobile, over to Pensacola, over to Tallahassee, and right there at Big Bend, you've got a high heat warning for temperatures today that'll be right up there, well over 100 degrees in most of those areas. Heat index will be a lot higher than that. South Florida, going to be hotter than a firecracker down there, so all the way down to the Keys. So if you're looking for a reprieve by going to the Keys, ain't going to happen. By the way, the water temperature off Key West, 95 degrees right now. Warmest it's been in a long, long time. And other than that, the rest of the country looking pretty good. Now, Kyle, tell us why the pilot and Flying J brings us the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and then we'll go to the caller.
Because, Captain, they want to be your oasis out there on the road, and especially when these hot temperatures are all over the place and you see those little waves coming off the road, you know that you want to pull into a Pilot and Flying J Travel Center, get cool, get in the air conditioning, get something cold to drink, get your fuel supplies, and much more, get back out on the road. PilotFlyingJ.com is the website. That's PilotFlyingJ.com. Find out their nearest location to you.
Right. Now, joining us on the telephone line right now, get ready for the excitement, because it's building. I can tell, Kyle. I can hear it in your voice.
It is building.
All right, here we go. Get ready, folks.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I've been with the captain when he had three radio stations. I don't know how many he has now. But I've been there almost from the – maybe Dominic Splines has been there before me. But the bottom line is this. I mean, the Department of Injustice suing Texas for trying to stop illegals swimming – coming to over the border. Well, Christopher Wray holding back the report that Grassley read about the Biden corruption, okay? You could, the View trying to talk about – I don't know nothing about country. But all I know is my favorite guy is this Jason Aldean now, okay? I'm an R&B guy, okay? And here you are. You fat cows on the View. There's 50 people dying every weekend in Chicago. But you don't say they're racist over there, do you? This guy makes one country song, and now he's a racist. Get out of my face, you holy piece of crap, okay? Donald, you don't need to go to the debate. Have a rally. Go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated, okay? And tell fat Chris Christie and the rest of these clowns to go bash the Biden administration, who hates blacks, who hates Asians, who hates America, and is getting paid by China to sell us out. Stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and stand up for our Lord and Savior. Peace.
Okay, Kyle, comment?
No comment on that, no.
Okay. Well, I get his passion. I understand what he's saying, but I want to address what he just said about the presidential debate. Now, in my opinion, you never turn down a gift horse, especially when it can be to your advantage. I don't see where the debates are going to hurt Donald Trump at all. And I think he needs to keep the positive nature of his message out there. And again, as far as calling people names, he's got to stop that. He's just got to stop that. Tell us what you did, Donald. Remind us how good we had it. I know that. And that's the winning message. That's the winning message. We know what he can do if he's given the chance again. And we know what he can do if he gets a Republican Senate and a Republican House to go along with it, because they will be able to tip the balance very quickly, very quickly. And go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was just going to simply echo some of your comments here. I think that President Trump, it can only help him. You know, if he doesn't go into the lion's den, as it were, how does he expect to go into the general election? This isn't an easy business. It's not an easy thing to do. If he can't field questions or doesn't want to field questions from people who are pretty much on the same side as he is, it's going to be very difficult out there in the general. So I think he could only look good by explaining his record, explaining his ideas and this kind of thing. But I don't know that he's going to go to that debate. I think in the end, he'll decide.
Well, the first one he probably won't, because I believe it's a Fox debate, and I don't think he wants to have anything to do with that. Now, he did mention something about Fox yesterday, and it was about the owner of Fox News for the people that run it, that they will come aboard with Trump if he becomes the nominee. Something to that effect was what was said. Now, I will also tell you that Tim Scott, who's not being talked about a lot, just made a huge, huge ad buy in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. $40 million worth of advertising.
That's really something. And again, the competition is what drives these candidates forward. The one thing that voters don't like, no matter what, is they don't like inevitability. You have to go out there and you have to earn it. And even so, even Joe Biden will run into that. You watch, because they want to see him campaigning and not just being in the Rose Garden. But that's problematic for them, of course, for Biden.
And we got about 10 or 15 seconds. And again, I'll say this, Donald, you should go to the debate. You should get your name up on the board and all that sort of stuff. And don't worry about, somebody's going to gain 5 percentage points because I gave him a chance to spout off at the debate. No. Go there and show them why we want to vote for you. Then, and the more exposure, the better. I mean, that's my opinion. Okay, here comes the music. My friend, I will talk to you come Monday morning, 0200 hours. And thanks again for all your help this week. And I appreciate it. And we appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Had a great time, and we'll see you on Monday. Take care.
God bless America. Okay, folks. Weekend edition wrapping up. It's been a great day. Lots of great people. Lots of great calls. Appreciate everybody. Thanks for listening. See you Monday morning. God bless America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.